Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Like people, plants can be victims of viruses. They can also be killed by bacteria and fungi.
It happened in Ireland in the 1840s when a water mold caused the Irish potato famine. 1 million people died, and even more emigrated to countries like the U.S., which changed our history and our culture.
Now, an epidemic of a plant virus may do as much damage, if not more. It's called the brown streak virus and infects the cassava plant. You may know the crop as yucca, manioc, or tapioca, and it feeds 800 million people across Africa, South America, and Asia.
Cassava, like potatoes, is grown for its large, starch-filled roots, which provide calories, though little protein. They're popular in Africa because they're hardy and stay viable in the ground for 3 years, even through a drought. This helps to stave off starvation when other crops fail.
So you can imagine the impact of the brown streak virus, which is now ravaging cassava crops around Lake Victoria, threatening millions of East Africans. Infected roots riddled with necrotic brown lumps are inedible.
Though the virus isn't new, a mutant version emerged in Africa's interior in 2004 and spread like a flu pandemic. The fear is that it'll cross into Nigeria, the world's biggest cassava grower, because farmers sell cuttings of the plant to one another in order to start new crops.
It's less likely the virus will cross the ocean into Indonesia, Brazil, or China because there is no world trade in the cuttings. However, whiteflies, which may spread the virus, could stow aboard planes.
Right now, no cassava strain in Africa is immune to brown streak. So, African farmers are learning to recognize disease crops and to burn them. Ultimately, a strain of cassava resistant to this virus or a new farming technique will have to be developed to break the infectious cycle.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.